Welcome to the Windows Workflow Foundation Developer Screencast Series. My name is Matt Milner and I work for Pluralsight, a training company that provides both instructor-led and online courses for Microsoft developers. Visit www.pluralsight.com for more details. In this short screencast, I'm going to show you how to work with tracking profiles, both for the SQL tracking service as well as custom tracking services. I'll show you how to create a tracking profile, how to serialize it out, and then how to use a few of the tools in the SDK to work with those profiles and apply them, as well as view the data that's extracted from the workflows by using those profiles. What we've got here is a console application where we're going to create a tracking profile in code and then serialize it out to some XML. Once we've done that, I'll show you how to take that and apply it to the SQL database so that it can be picked up by the SQL tracking service. So the main method has been simplified where I have two method calls, one to create the tracking profile and another to serialize it out. Now a tracking profile is really just a collection of information about what to track and when to track it. So first we simply create the tracking profile and give it a version. Here I've given it a major number of 1 and a minor number of 1. And then we go through and create these track points. And there's three different kinds. We have a workflow track point for tracking information at the workflow level. We have an activity track point for tracking information about activities as they execute. And we have a user tracking location that allows us to track data at any point within the workflow through code. So we can make calls from activities and other things that have access to the activity execution context. There's a method called track data, and you can provide a name and a value that get tracked at that point. So in this profile, I'm going to create a workflow track point, and then I'm going to create a workflow tracking location. And that's really going to provide the details around where to track things. And so at the workflow level, for workflow tracking, what we provide is this list of tracking workflow events. So you can see here I have started, completed, terminated, and aborted. So I want to track from the workflow when it starts or when one of these events happens that indicates that the workflow is completed. And so once I've defined a location then, I add that into the track point. And at the workflow level, the only things you can really specify here are those statuses. So we set one matching location, providing all the different tracking workflow events that we'd like to catch. And then we simply add that workflow tracking information to the profile. Now at the activity level, we have the activity track point and the corresponding activity tracking location. The activity tracking location is really all about providing the type of activity we want to track. In this case, we're going to use that base activity type and the various statuses or the status changes where we want to track information. So you can see here I'm tracking on the status of executing and closed. Now one last thing I can do is I can indicate whether or not to apply this to derived types or to match derived activity types. So here I've said true. That means that this particular filter is going to match anything that derives from activity, which would be any activity that we can build. And so I'm indicating here that I want to track all activities. And so again, I simply add the location into the matching locations for the track point, and then I add the activity track point into the appropriate collection on the profile. So the profile has a collection for activity track points, workflow track points, and user track points. And what I've done here is basically provide simple tracking of all activities when they execute and closed, much like we'd get with the default profile in the SQL tracking service. Now the other thing I can do is I can create a new track point called the email track point, and I'm going to create a new location called email location. And here I'm going to track a specific activity. And so I can use the string or type value here, and I'm going to say I want to track my custom send mail activity that was built in a previous screencast. And I only want to track that when it closes. So I pass in the name of the activity type, and I pass in the particular status. Now, in addition to tracking basic information about that completing, I want to be able to extract certain data from those activity instances. So I want to know when one of those email activities executes, who it was to and what the subject was. And so for that, I use an activity data tracking extract, and I simply provide the field name or the name of the property that I want to extract when this activity executes. So I have the to, and I have another tracking extract for the subject. And I add those on to the email track point. So you can see I've added those two extracts to that same activity tracking point. So I now have a tracking point that has information about the location, in this case the particular activity type and the status of where I want it to execute and track. And I've said when you do track that, when you do find those matching locations, I also want you to pull out these specific pieces of data and store them as well. So I have a workflow track point, I have a generic activity track point, and a custom one that's specific to the email activity. And I can also then create a user track point and add to that a user tracking location. And here I've got a little bit more information that I need to provide because this isn't specific to properties or fields. I can write any kind of data using an API call. And so I need to provide the activity type, indicating which types of activities I want to watch for these method calls to track data, and also the type of the data being tracked. So I could say I want to track my customer objects when they're written out from one of my custom activities. And I have that same ability then to match derived types either on the activity, so I could give a base activity type and track on any derived types, or on the argument type as well. So you can see I've specified a type of object for my tracked data, and I've said that I want to track that on that type or derived types, and I've also used that base activity type and indicated that I want to track on activity type or anything that derives from it. So I add the tracking location to the track point, and then I add the user track point into the appropriate collection on the profile. Now, profiles can be very specific like this, or they can be very generic. It all depends on what it is you want to track. And we can apply these profiles to a specific workflow type. So you can have different profiles for different workflows, where some may be really specific and tracks very narrow pieces of data, and others might be very generic just to capture some high-level data about what's happened in the workflow. Now, once I've created that profile, remember I'm going to call this serialized profile method, and I have very simple couple lines of code where I use a tracking profile serializer, and I simply ask it to serialize out to a particular writer. And here I'm just going to write out to an XML file the profile that we just created. So if we go run that, and we should be able to come over and see a tracking profile XML file. I'll open that up in a text editor. And you can see that all that information we created in code is simply serialized out to XML. You could use any kind of tool to create this XML. We can serialize and deserialize between it and the object model. And we'll see that we have our workflow track point with its matching location and the various events. We can see our very generic activity track point here, where we have executing and closed, and we see the match derived types equal true. And then in the next activity track point, you'll notice we have our matching locations for the send email activity and the close status, and we also then have our extracts simply calling out the properties or members on that activity to track. And finally then the user track point shows up here, and we can see the information about that as well. So we've created a profile, we've saved it out to XML. Now we need to apply it to the database. I'm going to show you a tool here called the Workflow Tracking Profile Designer. This is a tool that you can find in the SDK. So the most current would be the Windows Server 2008 and .NET Framework 3.5 SDK. You look under Workflow and Applications. And this allows me to use a application, a custom application, to build that tracking profile. So it provides a generic application to do that without having to go and write this code over and over again every time I want to create a profile for a workflow. So here I'm going to go out and point to my workflow. There's our workflow. So I have a very simple workflow here with a couple of activities used in previous screencasts, a Git Manager activity and a Send Mail activity. Now, as you can see, I can come up and use this tool to actually go out and create the profile. And what I'm going to do is actually go point to my tracking profile. If we switch over here, we can see that same XML that we just looked at, all that tracking profile information. And if we switch back in the designer, you'll notice that what this application does is take the workflow designer control, and it allows you then to add this tracking information and provides these little glyphs or indicators about what's going to be tracked. The other handy thing that this provides, and the reason that I'm using this tool to show you this, is that it has the simple ability to save that profile out to the SQL tracking database. So I can just use this click and have it make that call. Now, it's essentially a stored procedure call where you provide information about the workflow type, you provide the XML of that serialized profile, and that gets stored in the database now for that particular workflow. And we can go out then and run our workflows. If we go in, remember we have our workflow program here from a previous screencast where we're going to run the workflow and then use the SQL tracking to go out. We have a query options, and we were going to get a collection of tracking instances and write those out. And I've updated that a little bit so that in addition to the basic information, we'll look at each activity tracking record that we find for the tracked workflow instance, and we'll look at the body. The body's where we're going to find information about the specific data that was extracted. So we can go in, and for each tracked data item, then we'll have the name of the item or the property and the specific data that we can track. And I've also added a couple lines of code here, so we'll collect up all the user tracking records that got stored out, and we'll simply write out the key and the value that were found there. And once we've done all that, we'll simply go in and add a console read line to make sure the host doesn't quit. Now, the last thing I've done is I've added to my Get Manager activity a simple call to track data. So here I'm in the execute method of a custom activity. I can use a method on the base class called track data, and I'm going to pass in the key name and the value. And this is where the user tracking point and the user tracking locations come in. I need to be able to specify that I want to collect or be notified in the tracking service when these kind of calls are made and activities are in the code. So I can make this call, put this in my activity code without any concern about whether or not there's an appropriate tracking profile. There's no problems, no exceptions thrown in my activity. I can always put it in, kind of like tracing information. And then if a tracking profile gets applied for my workflow type and it specifies the appropriate user locations and user track points, then that information will get passed to the tracking service, in this case for SQL, to be stored out. So we've got to close the tracking profile designer in order to be able to build here. And then we'll run that workflow. We can see that we went out, we ran the workflow itself. We can see there's our user tracking record coming back, the manager's name, that was the name of the field, and there's Bill coming back. And we can also then use a tool to view that information. So this is another tool that's found in the Windows SDK, the Workflow SDK. It's called the Workflow Monitor. And it essentially takes that user control and shows the view of the workflow. And it pulls tracking information from the SQL tracking database. You can configure this and point it at the database. And it'll show us then the various activities that execute in the workflow and those various statuses. So we can see that the workflow itself completed, because that was one of the things that we tracked, was whether it completed. And we can see that each of these activities has a little check mark next to them indicating that they have completed or closed. And now that this is running, we can go back and we can run that workflow again. And if we go back to the monitor, we'll see we have another one that's executed, and we can see those details about those various steps that we've tracked. And now the last thing would be to go in, and we remember we were tracking not only the user locations, but we also had our activity data tracking extracts here. So if we go back and run this one more time, we can see if we look here closely, we've got the track data, and there's the to address and the subject of the workflow, or subject of the activity rather, when we were sending the email that came out and was executed, tracked when that activity execution status of closed was reached for the send email activity. So that's an introduction to tracking profiles, how to create them, how you can serialize them out. The two tools that come in the SDK that are really helpful with tracking, the Tracking Profile Designer. It's helpful for creating and deploying profiles for use with the SQL tracking service, but also if you're using a custom tracking service to build those profiles and save them out. And finally, that workflow monitor that allows you to go out and see the information that's available in the tracking database, overlay that on a visualization of the workflow so you can get a sense of what's completed and what hasn't, what particular path was followed through a workflow. Both of those tools are very useful and come with full source code so that you can use them as is or use them as a starting point for an even better tool for your organization. Thank you for watching this video in the Windows Workflow Developer Screencast Series. You can find more in-depth online training videos at Pluralsight.com. Pluralsight offers an extensive library of online training courses covering a variety of current and emerging Microsoft technologies, and you can access this valuable content from anywhere, anytime, within just a few clicks, while still learning from industry experts you trust. Check it out today at Pluralsight.com.